happy holidays and welcome to Music for Life, music from DePauw. We are pleased to bring you a special holiday edition of Music for Life, recorded live from Gobin Memorial United Methodist Church on Sunday, December 9th, 2012. This is DePauw's University Chorus and Chamber Singers, directed by Greg Risto, accompanied by John Klodfelter on organ and piano, and Amanda Hobson on piano, bringing us readings and carols. There are lots of exciting things happening in the School of Music, even when we're closed, and we're glad you could join us for this special edition of Music for Life. DePauw University's annual Readings and Carols Choir Concert is based on the traditional Anglican Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols. That service was created by Edward White Benson for use on Christmas Eve, 1880, and told the story of the anticipation of the Christian Messiah with readings from the Bible interspersed with Christmas songs. Our Readings and Carols Concert also alternates between spoken word and music, but is intended to appeal to a broader audience. This year, choral director Gregory Risto has brought together a variety of choral traditions, including bold recent choral music as well as some old favorites for us to enjoy. A complete program will be available on our show's website. Please enjoy this Readings and Carols performance from Gobin Memorial United Methodist, recorded on Sunday, December 9th, 2012, featuring DePauw University's Chorus and Chamber Singers, director Greg Risto, and accompanist John Klodfelter and Amanda Hobson.
Santiago Bono. I am offering this poem to you, since I have nothing else to give. Keep it like a warm coat when winter comes to cover you, or like a pair of thick socks the cold cannot bite through. I love you.
I have nothing to give you, so it is a pot full of yellow corn to warm your belly in winter. It is a scarf for your head to wear over your hair, to tie up around your face. I love you.
Keep it. Treasure this as you would if you were lost, needing direction in the wilderness life becomes more mature. And in the corner of your drawer, tucked away like a cabin or hogan in dense trees, come knocking and I will answer, give you directions, and let you warm yourself by this fire, rest by this fire, and make you feel safe. I love you.
It's all I have to give you, and all anyone needs to live, and to go on living inside, when the world outside no longer cares if you live or die. Remember, I love you.
William Shakespeare. Now, my co-mates and brothers in exile, hath not old custom made this life more sweet than that of painted pomp? Are not these woods more free from peril than the envious court? Here feel we but the penalty of Adam, the season's difference, as the icy fang and churlish chiding of the winter's wind, which, when it bites and blows upon my body, even till I shrink with cold, I smile and say, this is no flattery. These are counselors that feelingly persuade me what I am. Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. And this, our life exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in running brooks, sermons in stone, and good in everything. I would not change it.
She was a very woman, smiling with dire impartiality, sovereign, with heart unmatched, adored of men, until spring's cuckoo with bedraggled plumes tempted her beauty and her truth betrayed. Then she who shone for all resigned her being, and this must be a night without a moon. Dying sun, shine warm a little longer.
Dying sun!
Shine warm a
like snow. She then, like snow in a dark night, fell secretly, and the world waked with dazzling of the drowsy eye, so that some muttered, "Too much light," and drew the curtains close. Like snow warmer than fingers feared, and to soil friendly, holding the histories of the night in yet unmelted tracks. Despite the snow, despite the falling snow.
Thank you.
midwinter waking. Stirring suddenly from long hibernation, I knew myself once more a poet, guarded by timeless principalities against the worm of death, this hillside haunting, and presently dared open both my eyes. O gracious, lofty, shone against from under, back of the mind far clouds like towers, and you, sudden warm airs that blow before the expected season of new blossom, while sheep still gnaw at roots and lambless go, be witness that on waking this midwinter, I found her hand in mine laid closely, who shall watch out the spring with me. We stared in silence all around us, but found no winter anywhere to see. Fearless of moaning reed or sullen wave. Firm and fragrant still the brambleberries. On ivy bloom butterflies wag. Spare him a little longer, crone, for his clean hands and love submissive heart.
Thank you.
symbol thy revels behold. It is also known as the Shivering Chorus, and it is from the mask King Arthur by Henry Purcell. At this point, the frozen lovers have just been woken by Cupid, by a lord, and they sing their joy to Cupid.
Thank you. Christmas Bells by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. I heard the bells on Christmas Day their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men, and thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men, till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day, a voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then from each black, accursed mouth, the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound, the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells, more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail. With peace on earth, goodwill.
Ave Maria.
snow for the first time. Zeus, brazen thunder hurler, cloud whirler, son of Cronos, send vengeance on these Oreads who strew white frozen flecks of mist and cloud over the brown trees and tufted grass of the meadows where the stream runs black through shining banks of bluish white. Zeus, are the halls of heaven broken up that you flake down upon me feather stripes of marble? Descent steeks when I stamp my hoof, the frozen cloud specks jam into the cleft so that I reel upon two slippery points. Fool to stand here cursing when I might be running.
Jingle, 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 jingle all the way.
But for now, I am a willing prisoner in this house, a sympathizer with the anarchic cause of snow. I will make a pot of tea and listen to the plastic radio on the counter, as glad as anyone to hear the news that the kitty corner school is closed, the ding-dong school closed, the all-aboard children's school closed, the hi-ho nursery school closed, along with some will be delighted to hear, the toadstool school, the little school, little sparrows nursery school, little stars preschool, peas and carrots day school, the Tom Thumb Child Center all closed, and clap your hands, the peanuts play school. So this is where the children hide all day. These are the nests where they letter and draw, where they put on their bright miniature jackets, all darting and climbing and sliding, all but the few girls whispering by the fence. And now I am listening hard in the grandiose silence of the snow, trying to hear what those three girls are plotting, what riot is afoot, which small queen is about to be brought down.
I dream of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the
We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it out here.
For we all love Piggy Pudding. We all love Piggy Pudding. We all love Piggy Pudding.
So bring some out here.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Music for Life. You can contact us by emailing musicforlife@depauw.edu. Our online editor is Veronica Pedro, and our show is produced and recorded by Matthew Champagne. I'm Mark McCoy, Dean of the School of Music. Thanks for listening to our show, and happy holidays. It's Music for Life.